This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. So it's winter, though it's not acting like it. Oh, yeah, we got the late dark mornings and the early dark afternoons. Those things are winter-like. And the overnight low temperatures at our home near the banks of the Ojolote, they're in the 20s, and that's winter-like. Daytime temperatures, though, you know, they shoot up 40, 50 degrees. And after a while, you're thinking, well, that's not so winter-like. And a big and. Where's the winter moisture? Where's the rain? Where's the snow, right? Where's the smell of moist fallen leaves, dormant winter grasses? Well, okay, so here comes a new year, and light will come. Light will come. Seems slow, but it'll come. And January and February should be cold, and maybe those will be the months that are wet. Cold and wet in the borderlands, the Sonoran Desert, the Chihuahuan Desert, the desert grassland, the woodlands, and higher up, cold and wet, cold and wet. That would be a nice way to start a new year. Not a lot of it, just some cold and wet, right? Hey, every year, for a long time, the Mosquito family, you know, we'd gone into the mountains, into the forest to get a Christmas tree. Even when we lived northwest of Tucson, we'd get our permit and drive to the Dragoon Mountains in Cochise County, Arizona, to get a tree. And oh my goodness, we love what our friends and folks we know that do take a soap tree yucca stalk or an agave stalk and make beautiful, beautiful holiday celebrations, you know, tree with lights, that thing, it's beautiful. And even now, you know, with our kids long gone, though, my partner, lover, significant other, Ms. Mosquito, and I, we go into the forest to get a Christmas tree. We love the hunt. We love the tradition. Measure the spot in the living room, the height, the width. And then pick a day, you know, and head out. Make sure we got lunch, binoculars for glassing distant trees, a small saw, a U.S. Forest Service Christmas tree permit. And be sure to leave the tape measure on the kitchen counter. So later, when we finally found a tree, and we look at a lot of them, we find one with no tape, and we say things like, it could work, oh, it might fit, stand next to it, put your arms out. Oh, my goodness. And that's the way it was on a recent day at 6,000 feet in elevation in a forest canyon, steep slopes. Acorn woodpeckers, stellar jays, spotted towhees, juncos were calling. The nyarite squirrels were on the ground and in the pines, the conifers towering over us with the southwest white pine, the Arizona pine, ponderosa, Douglas fir, alligator juniper. There was a silverleaf oak and netleaf oak and lots of gamble oak. Oh my gosh, we hunted and hunted and we found a Douglas fir, a Pseudotsuga menziesii, which translates Pseudotsuga to false hemlock. The menziesii, that specific epithet, honors the Scottish physician, botanist, amazing explorer, Archibald Menzies, who saw it and described it botanically. I read one in a book, it said, he discovered it. Won't the indigenous people be surprised? He discovered it. Anyway, he botanically described it in the Northwest in 1791. Later, the Douglas of Douglas fir, later this other Scot, David Douglas, he describes it too and says, well, Archie can have the species name, but let's call it Douglas fir, and we do. Anyway, we brought that Douglas fir home, and guess what? It fit. And it will light up our living room. It will be in our home. It will be in our home through January, which will hopefully, that's a winter month. Maybe it'll be cold and wet. And up until Valentine's Day. And that, my friends, is a tradition. And it's a great way to start a new year. A new year in the borderlands. The borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.